Good Monday. Today is June the 23rd, and you're listening to My Farm. Well, fertilizer prices making headlines once again as we are in that time of year when we are side dressing corn. Also, tariffs and some of the interesting discussions around tariffs and inflation and what that all means tied together. We'll have the details after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
Fertilizer prices making agricultural headlines once again as average retail prices for most fertilizers continued to be higher than last month during the second week of June, but for the first time this spring, no fertilizer saw a significant price move either direction. Now, these prices are tracked by DTN. They say significant is anything 5% or greater. Prices for seven fertilizers, though, were up just slightly from last month. DAP had an average price of $805 a ton, while MAP was at $832 a ton. Potash came in at $474 a ton. That's the nationwide average, while urea was at $656 a ton. 1034-0 was $699 a ton. And UAN-28 was $418 a ton, while UAN-32 was $495 a ton. So the price of one fertilizer was slightly lower last month. Anhydrous had a slight drop, the price of $773 a ton. Now, if we break that down on a price per pound nitrogen basis, the average urea price was 71 cents per pound unit nitrogen. Anhydrous came in at 47 cents a pound. UAN-28 was 75 cents a pound unit nitrogen, and UAN-32 at 77 cents per pound unit nitrogen. Again, some of these numbers important as we are still in that season when a lot of folks are side dressing their corn. Now, if we take a look back to where prices were last year, prices for seven of the fertilizers are now higher than they were a year ago. MAP is 1% more expensive, DAP 3% more expensive, 1034-0 is up, as well as anhydrous. 1034-0 is 4% more, with anhydrous up by 5. UAN-28 is 19% more expensive, and UAN-32 is 24% higher, while urea is 25% more expensive than it was a year ago. The price for the remaining fertilizer, though, continues to be lower, that being potash, 7% lower compared to a year ago. Now, looking at what's impacting fertilizer prices, a article from the University of Illinois Farm Policy News Summary stated that the most recent military conflicts in the Middle East could send ripple effects through the global fertilizer market. Israel began their attacks of targets in Iran last week, and Josh Linville, vice president of fertilizer at StoneX, said the attacks on Iran's natural gas infrastructure, which is used in the production of urea, is keeping operations offline. Iran was the third largest urea exporter in 2024, with export volumes around 4.5 million tons. That's about the size of China's, he said. Arlen Sunderman, Linville's colleague at StoneX, said another reason the world fertilizer market is watching the situation closely is the amount of fertilizer that passes through the Strait of Hormuz. This area will be at risk during the turmoil. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. In other agricultural headlines, the tariff effects and the Federal Reserve's hold on interest rates making agricultural headlines. Now, Jerome Powell and Donald Trump continue to be on different pages. The president wants big interest rate cuts from the Federal Reserve, and he's stepped up his attacks on the Fed chair for not granting his wish. Now, on June 18th, Powell's Fed once again defied the president by announcing it was holding its benchmark federal funds interest rate steady rather than cutting it. The only consolation for proponents was a cut in the so-called dot plot, where policymakers indicate their expectations for future interest rates. Now, the dot plot shows 10 of the 19 members of the rate-setting Federal Open Market Committee expecting two interest rate cuts by the end of the year, but two others forecast only one cut, and seven saw the Fed continuing to hold steady this year, up from four the last time the committee members met and made projections back in March. These are just forecast bears repeating. The Wall Street Journal pointed out that at its meeting in June of 2024, the dot plotters' median projection was for a single quarter point cut the rest of the year. Instead, starting with the September meeting, the Fed cut a full percentage point. Now, the latest inflation readings have been better than expected, and there have been signs of the economy starting to weaken. So what's the Fed waiting for? Well, it's waiting for clarity on the effects of tariffs on inflation and inflationary expectations. Fed officials lack the clarity now for several reasons. For one, it's uncertain where tariff levels will end up. The administration has raised many tariffs significantly, suspended some, and reached final agreements with one of the other trading partners, that being the United Kingdom. Once tariff levels become clear, to what extent will businesses pass the increased cost on to consumers and lower prices? Could they decide to accept or be forced by diminishing demand to accept lower profits instead? The Fed must also worry about how the public will react to tariff-induced inflation, and will it be seen as a one-off event or the beginning of a new inflationary run? Now, in his opening statement at the post-meeting press conference, Chairman Powell said that our obligation is to keep longer-term inflation expectations well anchored and to prevent a one-time increase in the price level from becoming an ongoing inflation problem. The effects of tariffs have not yet shown up in the latest inflation statistics. They've reported prices rising between 2 and 3% a year, higher than the Fed's 2% target, but lower than some analysts expected. But as Powell noted at the press conference, many goods on store shelves today were imported months ago. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.